So just how good is Highland Springs football? A look at the Week 5 Super 12 High School football poll, plus a look ahead to Friday and Saturday and Thursday's action. It's all coming up in the Red Zone. Starts now. Thanks so much for being with us, and thank you for being so patient, everybody. Rob Witham along with you, and we're back with another edition of In the Red Zone, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Been a busy and trying last couple of weeks. Just a really quick personal note. Thanks to everybody who checked in on me and asked about me on Friday night back at Mills Godwin's, Saturday over at Randolph-Macon, and Monday night when we were over at Mills Godwin for the Lucia Bremer dedication ceremony in the beginning of the scholarship fund named in her honor. The tragic story you know of last year, gunned down at the age of 13 years old. And her parents were there, and it was fitting that Mills Godwin and Douglas Freeman played each other that night. And it was a poignant evening. It was a beautiful evening weather-wise. It was a great field hockey match. I know that Godwin disappointed that they lost in overtime to Freeman 2-1, but it was an evening where you knew that somebody was watching from above. There's no doubt about that. If you did not get to see the dedication ceremony, we streamed it live on Instagram, so anytime you want, go to our Instagram page at RVA Sports Network, and you can watch there. But thanks to everybody who's been asking about me. Still not 100% back from my very, very nasty illness of last week that shot me down until, game time, basically. And I said this on my personal Facebook page, but it bears repeating publicly. I want to thank my daughter, Rachel. She's with me most every Friday night, and you hear daughter, and you think, you know, she's your teenage kid. No. Rachel's 25 now, and she's in her second year of teaching kindergarten up in Louisa County and doing a fantastic job. But she also likes to come out and do photography and help Dad set up and tear down on Friday nights, and I'm forever grateful for that. And she was my watchdog this past weekend to make sure I was doing okay, as I was telling her I was. So, okay, on to the action. We, of course, every Sunday evening release the new RVA Sports Network Super 12 High School football poll, and that was the case on Sunday. A quick review of it, of course, number one by a mile. Is Highland Springs. There's just no doubt about it, and we'll dive deeper into them in a moment. Number 2, 3, 4, and 5 all stay the same. Verina at 2. So if Verina and Highland Springs can each run the table through October, they would be 9-0 versus 9-0 on Thursday night, November the 3rd, in their regular season finale. Of course, it's not like the old days, and there were years, 15, 20 years ago, where Highland Springs and Verina would go undefeated, 9-0, and they'd play each other on the last night of the regular season, and the winner won the Capital District title and the automatic bid to the old Division 5 or Division 6 playoff format, where only 8 teams in the area made it. And there were years where the loser finished 9-1 and did not make the playoffs. I know that there are issues with the great reclassification of 2013, but I think one of its biggest positives was eliminating the ludicrousy of a team going 9-1, a team who legitimately had a shot to win a state championship, and because they lose their 10th game of the regular season by 6 points to a team that is as good as them and just got the better of them on that night. That was just crazy. So to see that go by the wayside, I was the first one out the door waving goodbye. Number 3, still Trinity Episcopal. They have a home date with Episcopal this Saturday afternoon. Number 4, still Thomas Dale after the beating up on Meadowbrook, unfortunately. Meadowbrook's going to turn a corner. They took the first step with that overtime win over J.R. Tucker. Number five, Dinwiddie was idle last week. They get back into action, and Douglas Freeman moves up. That's our first movement in the poll this week. They go up one from 6-7. They get a Mills Godwin team coming in Friday night, smarting over the loss to Hanover 41-24. And yeah, Godwin would much rather hit the turn at 3-2 than 2-3. But to do it, they're going to have to knock off on the road a very sound Douglas Freeman team, who is only getting better. That's the next few weeks for Freeman. It's going to be very interesting because Mills Godwin's coming up, and of course their showdown with Hermitage coming up in the next few weeks as well. And this year that game is played at Chester Fritz. Benedictine moves up 1-7. Midlothian, first win over LC Bird since 1986. Won our poll this past week. On Friday night, we always put up a poll asking, usually, who had the most impressive win. Of course, we all know who had it last week. It was Highland Springs. So we put them aside and said, who had the next best? And Midlothian won that poll. They, move up one from 9-8. Manchester moves up one from 10-9 after their win over Powhatan. Louisa moves up two. Just after destroying Fluvanna, they have Military Appreciation Night coming up on this Friday night at 7:30 when they face Charlottesville, looking to remain undefeated. Patrick Henry, despite the win over Deep Run, drops from 8-11. It's more of the performances of those who went above them than it is an indictment of them. And they get a chance to make a big statement this week in a Region 4B and county rival game against Atlee, which will be our game on high school football Friday night on Rejoice 101.3 FM, 990 AM, and of course live online at rbasportsnetwork.com, etc., etc. Hermitage hangs on. They moved down from 6-12 after their 13-0 loss to Verina. My personal vote had a hard time dropping them out of the poll because they lost to two very good ranked teams, and they held Verina to 13 points, which I thought was pretty impressive. On the cusp, right just outside of the poll, Hanover. I know they're undefeated, and I know Hermitage has two losses, but that's the way the ball bounces sometimes. I think what Hanover has to do, they've got an Armstrong team that is going to be very interesting coming in. We're going to get a good barometer on Armstrong, who knocked off Goochland last week, as to just how good they are on Friday. If Hanover handles them without a problem, then you've got the showdown upcoming on the 30th, Verina at Hanover. And then we'll really get a test of how good Hanover is. I think Hanover is a good team. My concern with Hanover is that they are dangerously thin. And I know I could say the same about 15, 20 other rosters in the area. But there are two or three key players that if they lost one or two of them, especially on the offensive side of the ball, it could significantly impact their season. So Hanover fans have got to just, and I think Patrick Henry, and I'm finally going to get to see them live this Friday, I think they're in a similar situation to where they're good, they're talented, stay healthy, and you could go quite a ways, but can you stay healthy? That's going to be the questions. That's the latest poll, and again, that's released every Sunday evening, beginning this Sunday. And for the following five Sundays, we will be returning our RVA Sports Network after, what, a three-year hiatus? Super 7 high school polls in field hockey, boys and girls volleyball. Now, we want to remind you that the polls for those particular polls for those particular sports, we do Virginia High School League teams only. And the reason is not discriminatory in any way, shape, or form. Two reasons. Number one, it is very hard for us to get to both the private and public sector during this time of year because of our commitment to football on the radio, number one. And number two, there is, at times, a great disparity between the public and the private schools when it comes to sports, field hockey being one. Volleyball, maybe to a lesser extent, but certainly field hockey, you know, it would be dominated by a lot of private school teams, and we cover them, and they deserve, but, you know, we're looking at also trying to help grow the games at the public level, especially field hockey. So Super 7 Virginia High School League field hockey, boys, girls volleyball polls will also debut this coming Sunday on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet, and we'll need to start posting all of those at rvasportsnetwork.com in case you miss the tweet. Okay, back to football. I know that a lot of you, myself included, were very surprised when the final score came in last Friday night from Martinsburg, West Virginia. You had a team who had not lost in their home field in forever. They have won, I think, 8 or 9 state championships in 13 years. I mean, just if going down to Charlotte was tough, going up to West Virginia would be, you know, a dogfight. And Highland Springs simply rolled over Martinsburg. It was not even close. 34-3 the final, and the 3 points came very late. So with that being said, Highland Springs coming back, they have a trip to Colonial Forge a week from Friday. They still have Patrick Henry, they have Atlee, they have Hanover, and of course all eyes circling Thursday, November 3rd against Verina. How good is this Highland Springs team? I think you have to start it, I think, on defense. Okay, let's go back to week one and our live broadcast from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm telling you folks, the adversity that the Springers felt early in that game, dropping down 14-0 after one period, you know, having the bad punt snap that led to a touchdown, and, you know, Chambers, a powerhouse in North Carolina, you know, you give them 14 points and they could pounce on you and they could beat you 34-3. But Highland Springs calmed things down, especially on the defensive side of the ball, allowed their offense to get on track, and then, of course, they scored 3 times in the last 5 minutes and change of the half for a 20-14 lead, and then they stop Chambers twice in the second half. The big one, of course, coming with less than 2 minutes to go, 4th and goal at the 1-yard line, would have tied the game. Extra point would have taken the lead for the Cougars, and the Springers stopped them. Highland Springs grew from boys to men in Charlotte, North Carolina. Period. End of sentence. And it was very telling. I enjoy, in these types of situations, as rare as they are, to read the articles of the beat writers who cover the other team, so in this case, the Journal up in West Virginia, and get their perspective on the game. And they had extensive quoting from Coach Johnson, part of which alluded to the fact that he did not feel like his team last year had the leadership qualities that it needed to do what they always expect to do, and that is win a state championship. He does not feel that way about the 2022 team. He's got leaders galore. They're all over the field. And so long as they avoid major injury, and so long as they continue winning wars on the line of scrimmage, I have to tell you, and I don't usually go out on a limb like this on September the 21st, I will be stunned if Highland Springs does not win the Class 5 state championship in December. And I think the way that it doesn't happen is the injury bug. Other than that, I'm not saying they're going to go 15-0, but I think at worst it'll be 14-1 if they happen to, you know, lose to Verina on the 3rd. Verina is great. Verina has not separated themselves yet. And the difference between Highland Springs and Verina when it comes to the postseason is that right now Highland Springs is a head and a shoulder and maybe even a torso ahead of anybody else in Class 5 Region C. It's just the way that it is. I mean, Midlothians look good, but I don't think they're on the same playing field as Highland Springs right now. I don't think Hermitage is. So Highland Springs at this particular point would have a much easier time getting out of their region as Verina would trying to get out of the gauntlet that is always Class 4 Region B. Just look at the teams. You got Verina. Right below them, 3 spots in our poll, you got Dinwiddie. They have waxed 3 good teams in their non-district schedule. Now they go to Central District play. You've got Hanover, who is undefeated. You have got King George, who is coming back. You've got Eastern View, who has turned the corner, and they're coming back. You name it, there's going to be probably, you know, you'll get eight that make the playoffs and six or seven who have a legitimate shot at winning that region. You'll remember last year, Verina had to go to overtime in the first round to beat Powhatan. Powhatan came just a couple of plays away from ending Verina's season, four games away from a state championship appearance. That's how close the margins were. Then they had to go to King George and beat a very good King George team, and we did that game live on the radio, and they did that. And then they had to avenge their loss to Patrick Henry at home, and with seconds to go, they did that. There's a little bit of luck involved when it comes to making a postseason run as well. So it's going to be tougher for Verina than it is for Highland Springs. And certainly, I think, you know, if you take the rivalry part of that game aside, okay, Highland Springs will likely go into that game knowing that they're the one seed in Region 5C without a problem. Verina may be still in a dogfight for a top seed in Region 4B. And it could be that Verina will be the hungrier dog on that night. But I would never bet against Highland Springs, not this 2022 edition. If they do what they have been doing, and again, no injury bug, and they continue to improve and get better, we could be talking about one of the all-time great teams coming in out of the Central Region. No doubt about it. And while all that's going on, we've got some other teams that are very, very much developing great seasons. Trinity has a great shot to go back-to-back in VISAA. It will not be easy, but boy, do they have the horses to do it. Ethan Minter, I think right now when you're in the conversation for best quarterbacks in the area, obviously Christian Martin is at the top of the list, but I think Ethan Minter is right there with him, especially after watching him just unwind against Hermitage a couple of weeks ago. I think Thomas Dale is going to be a much tougher out in Class 6 Region A this year than they have been in past years. And again, the injury bug again, they keep everybody healthy. And, you know, they had so many issues with COVID last year, not only physically, but emotionally and psychologically as well. And they can have a clean season on the injury front and be all systems go in November. I really like Thomas Dale's chances. I really do. And I think Louisa has a much better chance to go much further over in Class 4 Region D in what could be their last season in Class 4. We're waiting on the official executive committee voting from the VHSL to approve the proposed changes to the regions for the cycle of 2023 through 2027, which is supposed to take place today as we record this on the 21st of September. So how good is Highland Springs? They could be historically good, no doubt about it. And I will go to my grave telling you, fans, because I was there and I saw it live. That team grew up overnight with that win in Charlotte, coming back from 14-0 in a hostile environment to knock off Julius Chambers, avenge a loss from the last year. That's exactly what they did in Martinsburg, avenged a one-point defeat at the new Kreider Stadium a year ago by winning by 31 points. Wow. But as Coach Johnson will tell you, the only thing we're worried about is this week, as they should be, and they've got 11 wins to go to get to where they want to be. So it's a long road, and I'm not anointing anybody a champion yet, but I'm telling you, keep an eye on Highland Springs. If they run the table, we could be looking at a historically good team from the RVA. All right, well, I already told you that Atlee at Patrick Henry is our game for high school football Friday night this week at 6:30. On Rejoice 101.3 FM, 990 AM, as well as online at rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, RejoiceRichmond.com. Use the Rejoice Richmond app, which is available both at the app stores, whether it be Apple or Android. Or Alexa can help you out too. Simply just say, play Rejoice Richmond. And you can hear the Raiders and the Patriots live from Ashland this Friday night. Now, we teased this on Monday night. You ready? Speaking of Highland Springs, we are making the trip to Stafford, Virginia, and 1 week from Friday, September 30th, high school football Friday night will be live at Colonial Forge High School as the Eagles will welcome in number one Highland Springs. So if you can't make the trip up 95 next Friday the 30th, don't worry about it. We'll bring the action to you. Highland Springs Colonial Forge will be our game on High School Football Friday night, September 30th, 6:30 p.m. airtime, 7 o'clock kick. And it gives me a moment to thank both of our title sponsors for the 2022 season, Virginia Family Dentistry. What a wonderful group of people. 16 area locations to serve you and over 60 dentists and specialists who can handle anything. And I do mean everything. Your wisdom teeth and you know, extractions, unfortunately, and I've had a couple of those. Bridges, crowns, root canals, cleaning your teeth every 6 months to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Dental surgery of any, oral surgery of any kind. Get in touch with Virginia Family Dentistry. If you don't have a dentist, they can handle that situation for you, and they have a location near you, no doubt, vadentist.com. That's vadentist.com. And, of course, Massey Wood & West, fueling Virginia since 1923. Was watching one of the business channels yesterday, saw that crude oil is moving back up again toward $90 a barrel, which means that's going to trickle down and cause your heating oil to go up for the winter. You should go ahead and lock in your price now if you need it. Don't wait till December. Who knows what it might be then. 355-1721, MasseyWoodAndWest.com, and more than just heating oil. They can take care of your HVAC unit if you need a new one. They can take care of it. If you need a tune-up for the winter, they've got you covered. If you want a new tankless water heater, no problem. Propane tanks, you still grilling after Labor Day? Who says you can't grill after Labor Day? I grill in the dead of winter occasionally. They can take care of that for you, too. Massey Wood & West, 99 years of serving the RVA. MasseyWoodAndWest.com. So we've gone over the Super 12 poll. Let's look ahead before we wrap things up at what is going to be happening this week. Now, remember, we have several games on Thursday. One of the big ones is going to be undefeated Petersburg going in to face Hopewell at Myrner Field. And they have, by the way, changed the start time for that game. And it is going to now be 6 p.m. So 6 o'clock kick for Petersburg-Hopewell. And that is Thursday, as we record this, tomorrow night. At 7 tomorrow night, Henrico at number 1 Highland Springs, J.R. Tucker at Deep Run, and George Wythe is at Powhatan. Then, the John Marshall Thomas Jefferson game has been moved to City Stadium tomorrow. I make that on Friday. And gates will open at 6, and the game will kick off at 7 as Thomas Jefferson looks to go to 5-0 on the season. You've got Flint Hill at Collegiate at 4 o'clock. That's the lone afternoon game on Friday. Then Mills Godwin Douglas Freeman. Our buddy Gary Hess will be over there for that one on Friday night at 7. Hermitage Glen Allen. You may have noted if you looked at our master schedule at RVASportsNetwork.com, we didn't put at, we put versus because there was some discrepancy over the summer when we were building the master schedule as to where this game will be. Well, we can tell you officially the game's going to be at Chester Fritz Stadium. So it is officially Glen Allen at Hermitage at 7. Hanover hosting Armstrong, then our game, Atlee at number 11, Patrick Henry at 7. Mechanicsville will go to Verina. It's Hall of Fame night for Verina at 7 for the second-ranked Blue Devils. Across the river, Huguenot at Clover Hill. Manchester is at James River. Cosby is at L.C. Byrd. Monacan is at Midlothian. Meadowbrook is at Prince George. Colonial Heights goes to Dinwiddie. Thomas Dale at Matoaca. Matoaca coming off of their bye week at 2-1. Goochland still trying to get their first win. They'll be at Western Albemarle. The other big one tomorrow night is going to be Essex at King and Queen Central at 7 o'clock. That will be a dogfight. Essex has already gone on the road and beat King William. Now they're going to try to do the same to King and Queen. Big Class 1 Region A battle right there. In the end, that could be for the number one seed. Benedictine on the road up in D.C. against Jackson Reed. King William is on the road as well. Culpeper is at Caroline. New Kent is at Pocosin. That game is played at Pocosin Middle School. King George in Region 4B hosting James Monroe. We mentioned Louisa hosting Charlottesville. That's a 7:30 game. And then just southwest of town, Amelia on the road at Southampton. Nottoway and Cumberland will play each other. Then on Saturday, St. Chris will host Norfolk Academy. And we already mentioned number 3, Trinity Episcopal. will be hosting Episcopal. As of this time, for next week, week six, no major inside Metro RVA games. There are three games, one including an RVA team. And when I say RVA, I mean the city of Richmond. West Point at Colonial Beach, John Marshall scheduled to be at King and Queen, and Randolph Henry will go to Amelia. That's all next Thursday, the 29th. The next major Thursday night, unless we get changes, and that's very, very possible, week number 8, October the 13th, we'll have four games that night on Thursday. Prince George at Metoica at 6, George Wythe at Byrd, Patrick Henry at Armstrong, and Amelia at Cumberland. So that's a look ahead as to what is going to be happening in week number 5. The final word, just simply fans couldn't do it this past week. Just trying to save what energy I had to make sure that I could successfully broadcast Randolph-Macon on Saturday. But with Randolph-Macon on a bye week and us feeling much better, the final word will be back on Facebook Live. Come join us. Give us your comments and thoughts and questions about high school football. We're live on Facebook Live at facebook.com/RVA Sports Network every Friday night from 11:30 to midnight. 11:30 to midnight. Come and join us. It's the only interactive show in the area where you get to drive the conversation. You get to ask the questions, give the comments, give your opinions on what's happening with your favorite team, with high school sports in general. Before we close, a word about Randolph-Macon. I am getting ready to head out to broadcast their men's soccer edition of The Game as they welcome in that team from Farmville this afternoon. We'll be live at 4 o'clock at rmcathletics.com. Looking forward to bringing you that one. Then our plans are to head down to Patrick Henry for field hockey action between the Hawks of Hanover and the Patriots of PH at 7 o'clock, and we'll have some video updates for you on Hanover Sports on Twitter. Tomorrow, I am honored to be involved in the formation of the brand new Patrick Henry High School Athletics Hall of Fame, which we hope to have our inaugural class in the fall of 2023. So we have a meeting about that tomorrow evening, and then once it's done, heck, I'm already there. We're going to take in some girls volleyball there at PH, and then we're back to PH, just the way it kind of figured out here this week on Friday night for high school football. Friday night, Atlee at 1-3 desperately needs a win to stay, you know, within punching distance in that top 8 out of the 17 teams in Class 4 Region B. Patrick Henry coming in with a record of 2-1. Late word from the Virginia High School League as we close this edition of In the Red Zone. Congratulations. Girls wrestling is going to be recognized as its own sport by the league. We have had girls participating in wrestling for quite some time, and the interest of it has grown to the point where the league feels that it can stand alone. I'm sure there will be a transition period for that, which also will allow schools to recruit those young women who have wanted to wrestle, but maybe they were reticent to do it because they'd have to do it in the boys' division, and some girls don't care, and other girls might, and well, that's going to be all said and done because girls wrestling will be added here by the VHSL in the winter. Details not available as of yet, but as they come out, we'll let you know, and we'll also let you know on Twitter as soon as they've made that final region alignment decision and let you know exactly where your school is going to be. All right, when we come back with our next edition of In the Red Zone next Monday, we will look back at week 5 of high school football. We will look at our latest Super 12 football polls, our first Super 7 polls in boys and girls volleyball and field hockey. We'll have the Old Dominion Athletic Conference season getting ready to get started for Randolph-Macon. We'll look ahead to week 6 of high school football, our big game on the 30th live on Rejoice, number 1 Highland Springs at Colonial Forge, and we'll also keep an eye on the Gulf of Mexico. Hopefully we won't have to worry about it, but if we do, we'll talk about it here. In the Red Zone, an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and a solely meant to be for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of this podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for joining us. We will talk to you today at 4 o'clock on rmcathletics.com. 6:30 Friday night on Rejoice 101.3 FM and 990 AM, RVASportsNetwork.com, and RejoiceRichmond.com. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week.